hard to believe that we are lighting the last candle on the Advent wreath. This coming Tuesday, we will decorate the church for the celebration of Christmas. Children are getting excited about receiving gifts and the celebration that will follow. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's concentrate on today's Gospel of Matthew that brings us to focus on the birth of Jesus from the beginning. It's quite an interesting story. The opening line from Matthew's Gospel begins, "This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about." From that announcement, we would expect to hear a narrative about the nativity scene, but we're not quite there yet. The full story of Jesus' birth did not only happen in Bethlehem, but came about in the months that led up to Mary giving birth in Bethlehem. It's a story where profound faith overcomes fear and confusion. Most of us are familiar with the Annunciation account in the Gospel of Luke, but this year we are reading the Gospel of Matthew, which has a different perspective. Matthew's account comes from the perspective of Joseph, which discovers that although Mary and Joseph had not lived together, Mary is pregnant. Can you imagine how the people of Nazareth reacted to the news that Mary, Joseph's wife, who he had just married, was pregnant? The gospel account tells us about an angel coming to Joseph in a dream and tells him why and how Mary has conceived. Just imagine how Joseph must have initially reacted to that news. How conflicted Joseph must have been. But nevertheless, Joseph, being a righteous man, faithful to God and to the law, does as he was told and took Mary into his home. I'm sure the tongues were wagging in Nazareth. Joseph would not want to bring disgrace to Mary and her family. Instead, he would do something less shameful and quietly divorce her. Actually, the acceptable and legal practice at that time could have allowed Mary to be stoned to death. Joseph's righteousness created in him the habit of listening and searching for God's direction in his life. A good habit that we too can create by setting aside time for a prayerful conversation with God. Conversation that involves listening and contemplating God's word through Scripture. Common to the Annunciation accounts in both Luke and Matthew's Gospel is the angel's profound statement, "Do not be afraid." It would certainly be natural to be afraid, to experience fear and uncertainty when your world has just been turned upside down, as it did for Joseph and Mary. I'm sure the angel's words did sound somewhat unreasonable. Of course they were afraid. But deeper than any fear is the unwavering trust, a trust that God allows us to have if we have the faith in any situation to follow God's direction and to be obedient. Our lives as Christians is captured in the name prominent to both Isaiah and Matthew, Emmanuel, God with us. This truth, God is with us, is the foundation of our Christian identity. It's the reason for our hope, the birthplace of our spiritual courage, the motive for our Christian actions, and the calming source of all our fears. God is with us. God is always with us. It is we who must be conscious of that reality. Through these final 2 days of Advent, may we offer to God our thanksgiving for this time of preparation and anticipation, and make it a priority to ask for the grace of faith, that trust that God's presence is real, and that God's presence is sufficient to guide us through this life in God's heavenly kingdom with all the angels and saints. Emmanuel, God is with us.